This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and freaking gentlemen,
what's up?
Oh, that didn't work at all. How is everybody doing? My name is Joey Kidney. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. We still don't have an intro. We still don't have one, but don't even worry about it because today, listen, we've stooped to a new low, okay? I've been watching a lot of Gary Vee recently, and if you know who Gary Vee is, you know that he's constantly shoving TikTok down our throats. He's not even endorsing it or anything like that. He's constantly just shoving it down our throats. And recently he reached out to me, but that's not the point. That's just me, you know, my inner soul just crying with joy. But I've been seeing him do like TikTok stuff, and so I recently made a TikTok. I don't really like myself for it. I can't lie to you. I can't sit here and say that I'm proud, but I have made one, and it's called, so a while ago, there used to be Musical.ly, and I had a Musical.ly because it was like the new thing, and you know, you got to hop on trends. Like I hopped on YouTube, I hopped on Instagram, I did all this stuff. So I hopped on TikTok or Musical.ly when it went popping, and I used the username Joey Kidney. Then I went on TikTok, and TikTok basically bought Musical.ly or whatever. It's the same people. Anyways, it launched as an app, but it kept the Musical.ly accounts, but they're inactive. So Joey Kidney is taken. So on TikTok, it's taken by me. Like it's taken by me. It's just me. So on TikTok, I'm Joey's Kidney because Joey Kidney is taken. So, which sucks. And I can't really get it deleted. So when people search my name, they're going to find Joey Kidney, which, yep. Oh, whoa. Hashtag Joey Kidney has 10,000 views. That's insane. That's kind of cool. So I created one. If you want to go watch it, you totally can. Just type in Joey's Kidney and it'll pop up. I really don't know how good it is or anything like that. Some people like it. Some people don't. There's 30 likes on it. I don't know. I did like the classic, like the pen. Anyways, you don't really give a shit. Today, we're going to be talking about seasonal depression. I don't really have like a way I want to talk about this. I really want to talk about it in like a free form way. I recently made a YouTube video about it. And it resonated with a lot of people. And because I think we're just like so embedded with the thought that we can't talk about certain things and we can't talk about our feelings. And like seasonal depression is like a really, really awful thing. Like I'm so sick and tired of hearing that depression is so awful and you can't make it out of it. Listen, there's so many people in the world that suffer from it. And I'm here to say that, you know, I do too. But I'm also here to say that I'm not going to let this beat me down. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I can't do anything because I'm depressed, or I can't do this because I'm depressed, or I'm that one depressed kid. No, like, yeah, I have it. I suffer from it. It is tough, but I'm not going to let it, you know, control my entire life. And that's just me being me. And yeah, I am decently strong mentally, but it took me a while to get here. And so last year, seasonal depression messed me up. And I make a video about it every year. And last year I made one with my buddy Jesus, and we made a little short film, and that one was really cool. So if you want to go check that out, it's on YouTube. It's called Seasonal Depression, the short film. And then I uploaded one this year, and this year was a little different because I started to really, I sat down and I tried to understand it. I tried to sit down and write everything that I knew about it, everything that is going to affect me, and the ways that I can help myself. So I came up with three ways that really going to benefit me. One, get outside, be active. This gloomy weather, when the sun goes down, I live in Ottawa, Canada. The sun goes down at like, it's fully down at 5 right now, and it's going to only get earlier. So it's going to go down at like, I don't know, maybe 4-ish, which is super sad. It is really, really sad. We get less light and the sun comes up super late too. And it's just, it is tough. And you know, with the snow, it snowed for the first time today. I'm recording this on Thursday and it snowed for the first time. Frankie saw his first snowfall. If you want to go see that, go to his account, Frankie to the Moon on Instagram, or you can check out his YouTube video, Frankie to the Moon. The YouTube video is really, really cute. And so that was like something that really, really got me up today. And so my biggest thing is like getting outside. Like, yes, the days are going to be gloomy. The days are going to suck. And we're going to, you know, that's when a lot of us like tend to gain weight and tend to lose motivation and sit on the couch more. And that's just something that we tend to do more when it's darker and it's gloomy, because we've been so like fabricated and constructed to the fact that we need to sit inside on a snow day or a rainy day. Why not go out and have some fun? Obviously, if it's a blizzard or if it's a thunderstorm, don't do that. I'm the stupid guy and I do that, but don't do that. Don't be like me. It's not the best idea. Be you. You're all right. No, but I honestly recommend like getting outside and going and have fun and play around in the snow and do a bunch of stuff. Like Frankie and I, we just went and we ran out in the snow. And yeah, it's more fun because I have a dog and I understand people don't have dogs, but fucking take your fish out, you know? Take a wagon, put it on the wagon, post that on TikTok. Who knows? You could be famous and then your life can change in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. I don't think that's a saying. Maybe it is. It definitely is. Why else would I say it? Everything's been said. But yeah, that's one of the things that really, really helps me is remaining active. And I need to start going to the gym more. Ever since I moved, I used to have a gym in my building. And ever since I moved, I haven't been going to the gym because, I don't know, it's just that walk to the gym or that bike or that drive to the gym is so hard to do. Like, I'm telling you this because I'm not this perfect human being. Like, yeah, I kind of sound like a hypocrite. I'm saying go get exercise. I have a hard time doing it too. I have a really hard time getting up and walking fucking 5 feet to the gym. It's not 5 feet. It's probably like a solid kilometer, but still, you know, it is tough. It's not easy. And I'm not here to say that it's, you know, that it's easy, because it's not. Nothing is. And if you're here to find the easy answer, then honey, you're just not ready to fight. Because being active is going to help you in so many ways. I'm not saying you need to lose weight. I'm not saying that you need to be a certain person. I'm just saying that if you want to exercise your happiness, you got to exercise your heart first. If your heart can't beat, then you're not going to be beating anything. Wow. Look at that quote. Quote that, folks. That sounded sick. And the other thing that the number two that I said, I'm totally forgetting now. Oh, yeah, I remember. It's think about your thoughts. You know, again, we are so manipulized. No, that's not the word I wanted to say. We're just so reminded every day that, you know, being sad is not an okay thing, and like not understanding who we are and everything like that. And I'm here to tell you, like, if you have seasonal depression, sit down and think about it. You know, I came up with these three ways because I sat down and I thought about what was happening, what was going on in my mind, what was going on in my life. And when I sit down, I'm able to draw it out, to plan it out. I'm able to do a bunch of stuff. I'm able to create my YouTube channel to help thousands of people. And that's pretty freaking cool, you know? And so the way I started that, everybody always asked me how. And I sat down and I thought. I didn't just ignore these negative thoughts in my head. I thought about them. And it's not that I have to pull through. If I'm feeling, you know, not to make this really like scary, but I'm feeling suicidal one day, I don't have to pull through with it, but I can sit down and I can think why. Why do I hate this life so much? What is it? And then I wrote that down and I used that and I was like, okay, well, let's change this. Let's change that. Is it the people that are around me? Is it this? Is it that? And I went around and I changed it all. And I really adjusted my entire life just by sitting and thinking. And then doing. Doing is important, okay? Doing is very important. Don't forget about that part. But when seasonal depression hits, there's no right answer. There's no there's no actual three ways that's going to, you know, kickstart your happiness. But there are three ways that can better your life and maybe make this a little bit easier to get through. And so number two is thinking about it. I really think it's beneficial to actually know what's going on in your mind. All we fucking do right now is say, oh my God, climate change is killing our planet. Yeah, no shit. Okay. But how are you mentally? I'm sorry. I know this is like not a good argument right now because yeah, the world, I'm with it. You know, I'm environmentally friendly and everything like that. I'm eco-conscious and everything. But also, like, we talk about politics, we talk about the environment, but we never talk about our mental health. We don't even talk about the things that are allowing us to think about other things. Our brain, our mind, our hearts. I think it's time that we actually sit down and fucking think about it, talk about it, explore it, learn about it. Do you even know what, like, dopamine is? No? Do you know what positive endorphins are? These are simple things that we need to learn about, that we need to talk about. And you don't have to be a scientist. I don't read books. I don't go to school for this. I simply just listen to my peers and the ones that are already talking about it. That's how I know about the environment. That's how I know about politics. That's how I know about climate change. But I didn't know about mental health. And I think that's really important that we talk about it, that we think about it, that we, you know, have that conversation. So even having the conversation with yourself, that's going to be super beneficial for you. And number three, this is my last tip. My last tip is to write stuff down. Find a sticky note, find a post-it, find a calendar, the calendar on your phone, the calendar on your computer, wherever it is, calendar on your wall, whatever it is. Write stuff down. Write a to-do list. There's so many people every day, all my friends, that I ask me, so what'd you do today? Oh my God. And I'm like, I always feel bad answering this because I do about 10 to 15 things every single day. And their answer is, oh, you know, I went to work and then I came home. I went to the gym and then I went to bed. Maybe cooked for myself too. Yeah, I guess so. I went to bed. Yeah, that's my day. And I was like, that sounds boring. That sounds boring. That sounds like I'm never going to ask that question to you ever again because it was that boring. Because I don't believe that's true. That can't be true. You didn't just do that all day. I want to hear about the things that you did at work, you know? And I think we always say like, oh, everybody always responds to me with, oh my God, Joey, you do so much. Your days are so exciting. Your job is so fun, blah, blah, blah. Because I make it fun because I'm doing stuff. And it's not that you're not. It's that you're not paying attention to it, that you're not acknowledging it. If you actually sit down and write every single little thing that you did in a day, you are going to feel so accomplished. And then for tomorrow, write down the stuff you want to do tomorrow. And you don't have to do it all. It can be maybes. It could be, oh, if I have time. It can be those, but write them down. And if you don't do them tomorrow, do them the next day. And I'm not saying like the, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow, that type of person. I'm not saying be lazy. I'm saying write down stuff you want to accomplish. If you want to go do groceries, why not write that down? Cross it off that list. Have that satisfaction at the end of the day so you can stop fucking complaining about how boring your day is because it's not. Start enjoying the little things. You can sit here and complain about every single thing you can and you have done or you haven't done, whatever it is. But once you sit down and start actually enjoying what you're doing and who you are and the life that you live, I can guarantee you it's going to be a lot better. I can guarantee that. And that's because you're living the life. You're living this life, the life you have been given. And if you sit here constantly just being jealous of the life somebody else is living just because they're doing stuff that you are doing, but you're not acknowledging it, well, that sounds like a you problem. And that sounds like a shitty life. It sounds boring. Stop being boring. Write it down. Acknowledge who you are. Acknowledge the effort you put into your days to get up, make that coffee, go to your favorite coffee shop, go for a walk with your dog, go to school, maybe help somebody, you know, with a project. Little stuff like this. It changes our days. It changes our moods. It changes what tomorrow's going to look like. Write down what you want to do tomorrow. Write down who you want to be and do it. Be it. Stop fucking complaining. This is your life. And so when seasonal depression hits, I know it's fucking hard. It sucks. It's absolutely horrible. But I don't know about you. I'm not sitting inside all day, every day, sitting here complaining. There's no way. I can't do it because I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of being sad. I'm sick and tired of it. So I don't know about you, but I say this year, you know, we're going to have our days. We're going to have our days where we don't want to do anything, where we're going to be depressed and we're not going to be able to get out of bed. We don't even want to shower that day. And I get that. I understand that. Don't think I don't. Don't think I'm just this person who's saying to go do stuff. Listen, I'm like the best advice giver because I'm a hypocrite, because I've lived it. But I want to try and I want to do. So I want to get out of bed every day. I want to do the stuff I want to do every day. And I want to brag about it to my friends. When they ask you, when your friend asks you, what did you do today? What did you do today? When they ask you what you did that day, brag about it. Brag about your life. Brag about who you are. Brag about what you did. And brag about the little things. If you went to your favorite coffee shop, fucking yell it. Be so happy about that. There's a reason why it's your favorite. There's a reason why you do everything that you do. Don't think there isn't. You do it because you're passionate. You do it because you want to or because you can. You have the power to. And you have the power to say no to things as well. So when you say yes, it's a big deal. And when you say no, it's an even bigger deal. Just start acknowledging yourself a lot more because I think you deserve it. I think we all deserve it. Start talking about mental health. Start being active. And start making the to-do list, acknowledging the stuff that you actually accomplish. And I guarantee you're going to feel a lot more accomplished in life. I hope this helped in any way possible. And maybe if this wasn't enough, then you can follow me on TikTok at Joey's Kidney. Not Joey Kidney, Joey's Kidney. Sorry, I had to do a little plug. And if you guys don't know, I recently, finally launched my book after 3 years of writing it. My book is now out at stayu.ca. You can get it for, there's a bunch of different bundles. Like you can get one that's just like the paperback. It's like not signed or anything. Then there's another one that's a personalized message. Like I dedicate it to you and I sign it. And then the last one, oh no, then there's another one that's autographed. And then there's another one that is personalized, dedicated, and autographed. And it comes with a happy hoodie. So like there's a whole bunch of packages and you can use the coupon code RUSH to get $10 off your order. And that's super exciting. And if you guys don't know, next Friday, literally in a week, I'm going to have a show in Ottawa. Ottawa, my hometown. That's insane. Our city, home city. That's weird. But it's insane at Happy Goat. And it's going to be on Friday at 5 p.m. So if you guys want to swing by, come along, go to just follow me on Instagram because I post the tickets there all the time. Or go to stayu.ca and click the tab tickets. Go get your tickets. They start at $25. So they go all the way up, but there's different packages and stuff. And there's like packages where you can sit down and you pass it with me. You can hang out with me before the show, after the show. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do and come out. Elle's going to come with me. Elle Mills is going to be there. It's going to be an amazing show. So I truly hope you guys come check it out. And if you're listening and you're from Ottawa and you're not there, honestly, I'm going to be disappointed if you're not there. You know, I do this for us. I do this for you. And I create this comfortable space for us to come and talk about it, everything, literally anything in mental health. And so I hope to see you there. Anyways, guys, stay you, stay beautiful. And thank you guys very much for listening to this podcast. My name is Joey Kidney. I am your host. And I am on the route to being a TikToker. Okay. Bye, guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.